Part 4. Everybody's Hero. Felix knew it wasn't going to work. He stood up slowly and stepped again to the crest of the ridge and peeked out. A quarter of a kilometer or so below him, the hourglass shape of the transit cone faded luminescently in and out of sight with the shifting gusts of banshee sand. It was an oddly dreamlike scene. He had never seen its like before. Usually the cone was invisible to the unaided eye. But today the sun had been just right, the texture and composition of the sands just right, so that the outline became intermittently visible. He admired the sweep of lines that narrowed so tightly 10 meters above the ground before swelling outward to form the skirt of the cone. A sudden gust, stronger than any so far and bearing more sand, caused for just a moment almost the entire shape to form. It was very pretty. Felix turned his head to see if any of the others had seen it. But they were busy at the bottom of the dune, resting or moaning or simply sitting there where they had collapsed, waiting for painters to take effect and staring straight ahead and fearing. Or dying, Felix amended to himself. At least two of the six are busy with that. He sighed, turned back around. The gust had receded. Only the lowest part of the skirt was visible, and even that was partially obscured by the semicircle of ants standing protectively around it. And waiting. Waiting for us, he thought.
How did they know?
Said a voice on proximity band from close by. Felix turned to see Michalk had crawled up beside him. The warrior looked terrible. The sand covered his entire suit, save for the small area of the faceplate. It was the blood, of course. Felix knew that. The black ant blood. It got on the plasteel and stayed there, cloying, to be covered over by layers of alien soil that would normally have slid off. And it didn't mean anything. It didn't affect the suit's performance in any way. Felix knew that, too. But it was ugly. A particularly gruesome badge of battle. A ghoulish reminder of what had just happened, and what was about to happen, and... Felix hated the sight of Michalk, because he knew his own black scout suit must look the same.
How did they know? Michalk repeated. How did they learn to stand there and wait for us?
Felix shrugged. How do they know we're here, as far as that goes? Michalk nodded, a brutal gesture in his huge warrior suit.
But they always seem to, don't they?
They have since I've been here. Michalk regarded him for some seconds.
How long is that, Felix? How long have you been here?
Felix looked at him. The warrior's anxious eyes could just be made out behind the faceplate.
It's just, Michalk added uneasily, that some of us were wondering.
Felix nodded. What's the date?
Huh? Oh, it's December standard.
Felix thought a moment. 6 months. Michalk stared.
Six months? But, Felix, you've been here 6 months? You mean 6 months on active? As a warrior?
As a scout,